Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at you over 5,000 watts of friendship and reaching all four corners of Equestria, touching down from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire, you are tuning to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC Mike Chick, and it's Friday, September 20th, 2013. Now, I know we're a couple of days late, but we're never short on awesome My Little Pony content. My voice is back, and we're back on track for an awesome show. So get ready for 2 hours of awesome music, news, and My Little Pony content. You are listening to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com.
Without the upper hand, without the fingers for you, and you'll never be a fan. We love them more than you.
sun, and she also looks at the same time at her beloved one. Dinky's sorting out the mail for her in such a thoughtful way. She saddles up her bags and peeks in the looking glass and hears her daughter say, "Hey, Mommy, can you see how good you look today? Your right eye has a sparkle and the left one wants to play. Your mane looks extra shiny and your feathers extra soft. Your cutie mark reminds me that our love will never pop. Oh, dinky-doo, all the world's in love with you. It's like you're a fresh-baked muffin and the rest of us are you. Oh, Derby, tell me, can those bright eyes see? You make a living happier for every pony." She takes off down the road in search of the day's first home, and although it takes a moment, she spots a boutique. A white mare canters out and her lips rise from a pout when she cannot help but shout hello to that great streak. Then in the marketplace where every eye knows her face, she's greeted by their good grace and she has none to spare. A farm mare selling apples tosses up bread a hatful. It's more than she can grapple, but she thanks the mare. Though she's a little wonky, each pony and each donkey together and all on key sing for her a song. Like your fresh baked muffin, and the rest of us are you. Ah, Derby, tell me, can those bright eyes see? You make a living happier for every pony.
But I saw the whole world laid out in front of me, and I couldn't be any more scared than that. I saw a world full of dark, no color, no light, no laughter. Well, we've all been there, right? Out of the dark, six kind of souls came into my life, and this is what they said. You've gotta bring back the kid inside, full of innocence. Don't be afraid to spread your love like cadence. You got a ways left to go, but it won't hurt to let it show.
Down.
That was David Larson and Mando Pony with The Double Rainbow. Before that was A Centrifuge with Bright Eyes, a wonky anthem. Alex S. with the Party with Pinky, the Living Tombstone remix featuring the Living Tombstone. And Fawning with Do the Pony. And it's Friday, so do the pony. Hey, I do the pony. Ow, I do the pony. Woo, I do the pony. Woo. Coming at you over 5,000 watts of friendship and reaching all four corners of Equestria, touching down from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire, you are tuning to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the good old MC Mike Check, and it's Friday, September 20th, 2013. I know a lot of you guys are going, whoa, Mike Check, what's this about coming on a Friday? Well, if you'll hang with us for a few minutes, we'll explain all that. But of course, we got to kick it over to our awesome sponsors, and we actually have a new one. So let's kick off, of course, as always, DerpyHoovesNews.com, the latest My Little Pony news, media, it's free, and fan-created content, DerpyHoovesNews.com. Mimico, producers of the My Little Pony USB flash drives, now coming in Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash, Rarity, and limited edition Derby Hooves and Pinkie Pie are all now available for purchase. Chaotic Brony, producers of some of the finest My Little Pony jewelry around. ChaoticBrony.etsy.com. And our newest sponsor, TrotCon, June 20th through 22nd, 2014 in Columbus, Ohio. Registration for TrotCon is only $25 until October 8th. So you have about 2.5 weeks to register for this awesome convention. And I can neither confirm nor deny a certain My Little Pony radio talk show host from a certain city just south of Columbus may or may not be there. It's not set in stone yet, so we don't know if that certain guest will be there or not be there. But chances are that certain pony of a certain talk show variety from a certain city below Columbus might just be at a certain con called TrotCon in a certain month of a certain next year. Again, nothing confirmed. Just hang with us, though. You might hear some good news. Well, anyway, I hope you're having a great week so far. Guys, I want to issue all a big apology. Now, a lot of people are going, well, Mike Check, why didn't you do a show on Wednesday? Well, you see, here's the problem. Mike Check went out and had some fun on a Tuesday night. And by that, I mean, Mike Check went to see the wrestling? WWE was in town, and when I go to see wrestling, whether it's Raw or SmackDown, I scream like Rarity, if you knocked over all of her very expensive fabrics and it got all dirty. That kind of screaming. And unfortunately, I screamed my voice inside out. So I legitimately could not talk. Well, I could talk, but it'd be all squeaky. Man, I'd be more squeakier than Sweetie Belle. Sorry, Sweetie Belle, it's the truth. You are squeaky. But the voice is back now. I'm back to normal. And I didn't want to give you guys, you know, this show where I go, coming at you and all over 500, the Chorus of Equestria, get a lot radio. No, you guys don't want to hear that. No. And no, Cole, I'm not Sweetie Check. Sweetie Check. It's actually kind of funny. But we here at Camelot Radio want to give you guys the very best that we can offer you. That's 100% every week. And I felt it was disrespectful to come on Wednesday, voice shot, and not be able to get a word out. So I wanted to make sure that you guys got the best show you could get from this station here on Camelot Radio. So that's why I rescheduled it today at Friday. So, but don't worry, I'm back to normal. Well, as normal as this show gets. Because let's face it, normalcy is not our strongest suit. But anyway, I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually getting ready to undertake one of the greatest challenges of my young brony life. That would be the Season 4 Challenge. Hey, Mike Chick, what's the Season 4 Challenge? Well, I'm glad you asked. Well, we all know that November 23rd is the debut of Season 4 of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, right? Yeah. So, I figure, why not watch one episode of My Little Pony in order until the debut date of Season 4 on November 23rd? And these kids today on the internet and the Twitters and the Tumblrs, they've devised this thing called the Season 4 Challenge, where you watch one episode each day until the Season 4 premiere on the 23rd. So I will be partaking it. I'm already up to episode 3. I'm considering the two-parters separate episodes. You know, there are some that don't, but I do. So part 1, part 2s, those are separate episodes. Awesome. Well, anyway, here's the thing that we go from awesomeness to weirdness. Now, I don't know if you know this. There's this video out there, and it involves a pony voice actress. You know, Tara Strong, Queen of the Bronies. And there's this song out there, and it's really weird. It's a song talking about Tara Strong's... okay, how do I keep this PG? Her flank. You know, a badonkadonk. Is badonkadonk PG? I don't know. Is badonkadonk PG? Oh, it is? Oh, okay. All right. PG then. All right, that's awesome. Well, wait, here's a small clip of this song.
Tara Strong has a nice badonkadonk. 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 Tara Strong has a nice badonkadonk.
Okay, so the song is repeating that Tara Strong has a nice badonkadonk. Now, if you would ask me, mic check, do you think Tara Strong has a nice badonkadonk? I'd have to tell you, I don't know. I've never seen it. I think she's got a nice voice. Yeah, Tara Strong has a nice voice. Tara Strong has a nice voice. Okay, I've screwed that joke up. But I don't know how to react to that. Last time I checked, you know, I wasn't looking at badonkadonks. Or flanks. Let's do flanks, because it's a pony term. Flanks. But this song has gotten some popularity with this anime music video of a cartoon Tara dancing to the song. I'll tell you what, that cartoon Tara isn't bad looking. I'll give you that much. But I thought it was weird. We just see this for Andrea Libman or Tabitha St. Germain. Would you see a song about that for them. Or Kathy Westlake, even. I don't know. I have no idea. I wouldn't want to see that for them because they are awesome voice actresses. And I've actually gotten to meet and talk with Kathy and Andrea. And I got too much respect for them to look at them like that. But anyway, that's the weird portion of the show. Anyway, last week's Pony Poll. Well, I guess 2 weeks ago's Pony Poll. Because we didn't do a show last week because of September 11th. And we respect that very, very much. So we don't do a show on the 11th. But anyway, which is the more popular My Little Pony song? Pinkie Pie's Smile Song, or Helping Twilight Win the Crown? Well, it was a tough decision, but in a landslide, 64% of the votes, you guys said Pinkie Pie's Smile Song is more popular than Helping Twilight Win the Crown. So get up, get down, because it's gonna come around, because Smile Song's better than Helping Twilight Win the Crown. You can't? That's enough of that. I can't sing. This is an open mic night. Well, anyway, this week's Pony Poll, and because I'm taking the Season 4 Challenge, I want to ask you guys, are you taking the Season 4 Challenge by watching one My Little Pony episode in order each day until the Season 4 premiere on November 23rd? Head over to CanterlotRadio.com and take part in this week's Pony Poll and make your voice heard each and every week through the Pony Poll. And Red Book is like, you okay, Red Book? I think we broke the Red Book. Ooh. Sorry. Anyway, continuing the tradition on Canterlot Radio of bringing some of the hottest shows out there and bringing the hottest songs out there, by the way, Spirit of Disharmony by Broracle here on Canterlot Radio. We'll be right back.
You know who boy. then you try to go up, you try to go down, you turn around to face the wall so you can face your suffering life when you made a mistake. And you are here to jump on the moon like the rest of us, trying to make sense of the crime, cause we don't have any reason being alone together, cause we all share the very same crime of mine. Some will say that this is not gonna last long, some will say that if we try we can't go wrong, as time goes on we end up leaving this place, cause when we all come back we lose our track of time and space.
Over here. Oh, we're back on the air. Oh, forgive me. I was lost on the moon. I didn't know where I was going to go. Anyway, Lost on the Moon, the Ditzy the Rhythm remix by The Living Tombstone, Wind Toaster, and Ditzy Rhythm. Win the Crown, the MY remix by Equestria Girls and MY. Sim Gratina featuring Eily Monty with, again, the Swift Cloud remix, and Broracle with Spirit of Harmony. You're listening to Cancel Out Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's September 20th, and as always, I'm the one, the only Mike Checkaroo. Well, not Mike Checkaroo, but Mike Check. The Aru is added. So don't get confused. Mike Check, not Mike Checkaroo. Well, anyway, it's now time for us to dive into the world of fascinating My Little Pony news and information with something we call the News Stable. Bringing you the latest news in the My Little Pony community, it's the News Stable. And now, here's Mike Check. This is the News Stable for Friday, September 20th, 2013. Yeah, I gotta stop doing that. I keep getting Wednesday mixed up with Fridays. And as always, I am the one, the only, Mike Check, bringing you the hottest news in the world of My Little Pony. That being said, let's dive into today's hot news stories. For those of you who like being up to date with the latest My Little Pony clothing and fashion, Hot Topic has expanded their selection of pony-themed socks with new ones adorned with wings. We're not sure how long something like this would last in a washing machine, but you can always hand wash them. They come in three styles, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, and Pinkie Pie. But we're going to assume that the Pinkie Pie has no wings because Pinkie Pie doesn't fly. So if you want to get some awesomely winged My Little Pony socks, Hot Topic has them. But the Pinkie Pie socks are cute, though. I mean, I could wear them because they're probably really, really big, really too small for my little feet, for my big feet. But Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash winged socks. I think that'd be pretty cool, having winged socks. And I'm pretty sure, and don't quote me on this, the winged socks do not let you fly. You know, I was looking at them, and I'm thinking, oh, I really hope these really fly. I'm like, nope, they don't let you fly. So, you can wear them to look cute, but not for flying. Cute, yes, fly, no. That would be cool, though, to have some flying socks. You know, but wouldn't they be better if the wings were on the feet? Like Hermes and Hercules. He has the shoes with the wings that let him fly. I think that'd be a lot better. But anyway, if you want to look chic as a brony, pick up some My Little Pony winged socks at Hot Topic. I get the Pinkie Pie just because Pinkie Pie is awesome. That's just my personal opinion. Well, anyway, move over Pokemon, move over Doctor Who, because a new theme is coming to the popular game Monopoly. That's right, you wanted it, you got it, you can't live without it. My Little Pony is invading Monopoly. That's right, Monopoly gets the Equestria facelift with a special themed My Little Pony version of the very popular board game. You can play as all main six characters and collect various locations throughout Equestria, and even take your chance at a Discord card, which I guess is like chance. And we've been looking at some of the cards on there, and one of them, and people are going, "Oh, it's genius! It's derp!" And one of them is, "Beware you pony folk, those leaves of blue are not a joke." So we're like, that's a Zecora joke. So why would you get a Zecora for a Discord? So Discord is chance, and the mayor is community chest. You never think that mayor would be community chest. I think they just have one of those like a Celestia chest, like how in the My Little Pony Game Loft game you can always get those little chests with like a little heart crystal in it. I thought that would work better, but you can get various locations throughout Ponyville, including Cloudsdale, the Crystal Empire, Manhattan, and because I like saying it, Palooza. You can also get Sweet Apple Acres, and the four railroads are the Friendship Express, Twilight's Hot Air Balloon, the Zephyr? I think it's a Zephyr. Oh, it's another balloon, and the Royal Chariot. Those are the four railroads. But they still have Go, Jail, Free Parking, and Go to Jail. My Little Pony in Jail. Oh, did we mention that you can actually, the pieces are actually the main six? And you don't have cash, you have bits. That's pretty cool, too. So, if you want to get this, it's on sale at Amazon and Toy Wiz. It'll get you about $46, but hey, I think it's worth it just to have the My Little Pony Monopoly. Now, that makes you wonder, will they release a Monopoly version My Little Pony theme game on Apple iOS? Because I know they do have some Monopoly games on the App Store. And I thought, maybe My Little Pony Monopoly would be pretty cool. Even have some of the voice actors do some of the characters. If McDonald's hosts a contest on style Monopoly based on Karen Lowry. Oh, no. Oh, you guys are killing me in the chat room. You guys are just killing me. Well, anyway, moving right along, and this is actually some exciting news. If you can't get enough of those awesome My Little Pony collectible cards, Interplay Facebook has confirmed that there will be a Series 3 coming out in the near future. Earlier this week, a Facebook page post by Interplay confirmed that along with the My Little Pony trading card game, Series 3 of the popular trading card collection series will be available later on next year. So, you guys, I can't wait to see. I don't collect the cards a lot, but I do love the promotional cards. I just like collecting promotional cards for some reason. And I think that would be pretty cool to release some new ones. I think some more fan favorites should have their own. I'd love to see a Lyra and Bon Bon trading card. I know there's going to be a Discord one coming out. The Rainbow Dash one I hear is very nice, but it's also in the price range of $300. So that's pretty expensive for a promotional trading card. I'd give it a year or so. See if it drops in price and get one myself. But for now, I will be happy with my signed Andrea Lippman Pinkie Pie promotional card that I got from Cutie Mark Con. And finally, just because we need a little humor, and I find this in enjoyable because it's so screwed up. Apparently, earlier this week on TLC, they have this show, Toddlers and Tiaras. It's that show about the toddlers that compete in the beauty pageants. Apparently, they had a girl named Rainbow Dash. They have a kid named Rainbow Dash because of her love for My Little Pony. Oh, boy. Toddlers and Tiaras. That. Again, at least it wasn't Here Comes Apple Blue Bloom. Oh, Private Stampede, that is so horrible. It's funny, though. So, a girl on Toddlers and Tiaras is named Rainbow Dash. I find that an irony there. Just because you've got Rainbow Dash, who would never do the girly stuff. And I don't even know how to react to that. I think we broke Red Book again. Hey, we broke Red Book two times in one episode. That's got to be a new record. So, I'm sure that this will be available on TLC.com later on this week. If you haven't seen Rainbow Dash on Toddlers and Tiaras, not the Pegasus, there's a girl named Rainbow Dash on Toddlers and Tiaras. And apparently it's because she loves My Little Pony. So I don't know how to react to that. We're all doomed. And that's going to do it for this installment of The News Table.
This has been The News Table. Tune in next week for the latest news in the My Little Pony community. Back to you, Mike Chuck.
Seriously, a girl named Rainbow Dash on Toddlers and Tiaras. You know, I don't know anymore. I just don't know anymore. I thought I knew, but I don't. Well, anyway, let's get that thought of our head and get back to some awesome brand new music here on Carolot Radio. Evening Star, To Build an Army, here on Carolot Radio. Canterlot's Fall by the Equestrian Lord, and before that was Evening Star with To Build an Army. You're listening to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC Mychick. It's Friday, September 20th, 2013, and I want to thank you for joining us for another awesome installment of Canterlot Radio, because it's just been awesome today. Well, anyway, moving right along into our next segment, it's now time for a popular segment on the program I like to call Mychick's Bronetry Corner, where each week we read a fantastic poem that's written by one of you lucky My Little Pony fans. However, with the official start of fall this Sunday, I thought it'd be better to read a poem about fall and what it means to a lot of us. So, by Gomotsegang Sebdaida, Autumn. Autumn, autumn, autumn. A season full of great things. A season that brings happiness to people and animals. Autumn, autumn, autumn. Birds singing their morning songs, praising the Lord for the fruits provided in the wild. Autumn, autumn, autumn. Butterflies flying all over the gardens, enjoying the scent from the flowers. Autumn, autumn, autumn. Bees buzzing from flower to flower, collecting pollen and making honey. Autumn, autumn, autumn. Cows mooing in the forest, enjoying the green and fresh grass. Autumn, autumn, autumn. Children sitting around the fire, eating corn, watermelons, sweet reeds, and squashes. Autumn, autumn, autumn. A season that is fruitful. That was Gomotsegang Sebdaida with Autumn. And if you got a poem that you'd like to read or have submitted on the program, send it to us at canterlotradio@gmail.com. We might feature it next week in the Bronetry Corner. I love autumn, or fall, as many of you call it. You know, the leaves changing color, cider season starts up again, and of course, it reminds us of that fantastic My Little Pony episode from season one, Fall Weather Friends, where Applejack and Rainbow Dash compete in their infamous Iron Pony competition. That's an awesome show. And an awesome episode, by the way. So anyway, continuing on into our next block of music, and when we come back, we're going to be doing another installment of Pony Toys with the wonderful Archive Alicorn. You're listening to Canterlot Radio, and coming up now for you to enjoy, Hurricane's Lament by Pine Point, here on Canterlot Radio.
Thank you.
Insom Arrestness with A New Dawn. Before that was Flutter Lover with See With Your Heart. Belgarum with A Wizard's Duel. And Pine Point, Hurricane's Lament. And you are listening to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC Mike Chuck. It's Friday, September 20th, 2013. Twice I've done that already. Super. And it's now time for another wonderful installment of Pony Toys. And we've got an awesome installment for you this week. So here we go. Check out Pony Toys. This is another new segment of the program that we call Pony Toys, where we review some of the coolest My Little Pony toys, games, and downloadable goodies and tell you what's hot and what's not. But hey, when it comes to My Little Pony, everything's hot. Am I right or am I right? Now, folks, we realize that there are other shows besides Canterlot Radio. Heck, there are even other My Little Pony stations out there. But it's so hard to keep track of all of them because there are so many popping up each and every week. Fortunately, our friends over at Hoof Sounds have produced a brand new Chrome plugin that lets you listen to all these great stations, including Celestia Radio, Philadelphia Radio, and other cool stations featured in Ponyville Live through your web browser. And joining me right now is one of the creative minds behind the Hoofstowns browser, the wonderful Archive Alicorn. Double A, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty nice.
Pretty nice? That's always a good thing.
We had a power outage earlier today, so that screwed up my internet. But it's kind of fun to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, Double A, let me tell you. You know, I hate to admit it, but there are a lot of really, really good shows and networks out there, like, of course, Ponyville Live and Celestia Radio and Philadelphia Radio and Every Pony Radio and all those other great shows that aren't Canterlot Radio, nor involve a awesome pony by the name of Mike Check. So keeping track of all of these is really difficult. But fortunately, you guys, I don't know how you did this, but you created a cool mod for Chrome and Firefox that will let me keep track of all the cool programs and stations that are streaming at any given moment. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Hoofstowns?
The idea is that there hasn't been something around like this before. People just haven't had a tool that's been exactly like this to bring all the different streams and stations around into a nice, easy-to-use application. And so other people wanted to have something. I know that Ponyville Live was thinking about creating one, and we had been thinking about creating one even before they had been interested in creating one. So we decided that if more people are interested, we can just go on and create it. And we put together Hoofstowns, and that started out about 2-3 months ago. Yeah, about 3 months ago when we actually first started the project files. And we ended up with what is an absolutely great mod for Chrome, Chromium-based browsers, and Opera 15 Plus, and Firefox is coming very soon. The principle behind it basically is that there's three parts that we really like to feature. There's the radio streams, the video streams, and there's a chat selector. The radio streams are kind of like the centerpiece of the entire mod, because you can click on the pop-up and instantly scroll down and click on any of the radio streams, and within a couple of seconds, you're going to be listening to some of the best of the pony radio community. And you can see on the pop-up a list of everything that you want to know about it, whether it's the amount of people listening to the stream, or the song title, song artist, the genre of the stream, if it has one, a stream icon. You can even right-click, and this is a pretty popular feature, you can right-click and get basically all the information you need about a stream. You can copy the track info or view the station website, or my favorite, tweet this song, which allows you to tweet to Twitter, or you can also post this to Facebook as well, and it just allows you to share what you're listening to with your friends. And you know, music brings bronies together, and that's one of the best things that we know. I'm getting a bit off topic.
No, you're perfectly fine, Double A. This sounds like a whole bunch of cool stuff that's going on with Hoofstowns. Now, what goes into creating a program like Hoofstowns for the Brony community to enjoy?
Well, in this particular program, our focus really is on finding a way to syndicate or to get out what is already in existence. Hoofstowns itself was built by the Ponyhoof team, which makes the very popular mod Ponyhoof, which turns Facebook into all ponies, and the same team, I'm a member of that team, that we do that, we put together Hoofstowns. And our idea was to make it fast and responsive and very stable, so the average pony could just click and boom, get this. And it was just so fun. It was an absolute blast to produce. I have to do a really big shout out to the dev, because my function is really I'm the artist, concept artist, idea guy, media liaison, lots of different stuff. But the dev is brilliant beyond all compare and made us the actual app itself, which it's hard to compare it. It's just the only way I can compare it is to say how the response we've gotten, and people are saying it's the best thing that's ever come out on a browser since Ponyhoof came out in the browser, or since they found Pony Radio to begin with. And many people that we found are being introduced to Pony Radio for the first time through this app. And we've had nearly 8,000 installs of the extension, and that's just on Chrome. And that's, and this is, the extension's hardly 2 weeks old. And we're blown away by it. Honestly.
I believe that deserves a golf clap.
Oh, yeah, golf claps.
But I'm just looking at some of the cool features that come with this. Like you said, notifications when current radio song changes. You can run it in the background even when the browser is closed. Awesome. For the radio, 12 radio stations, left-click to play. You can stream
13
the
now.
Oh, 13 radio stations.
Well, the thing is we add things along. The idea is that we don't want to be too restrictive. Our initial base we worked from was the Ponyville Live stations that are affiliated and run through Ponyville Live, as well as Celestia Radio. But also we've added, at the request of certain other specialty streams, like Radio Brony France does French Brony Radio, and we want to provide people who are not just English-speaking people their own radios, too. And it's a very high-quality stream, and we are happy to add it in.
Sounds like this thing could be a global phenomenon in just a few short months.
It could be. I can't predict the future. If I did, I mean, I'd already be maybe I couldn't tell you because, you know, time paradox, but...
I don't need any more Doctor Who stuff here, so let's try to keep all them time paradoxes under web there, so we don't get any trouble. Now, of course, you do radio stations, video streams, and chats. Any potential for maybe podcasts like the Bronyville, or maybe, you know, certain Camelot Radio?
Podcasts are really a more interesting thing because a lot of the things that we're serving to people is live content. When you're listening to a radio, you're listening to what's being streamed on that radio right now. When you click on a video stream and it opens up the tab or to whatever they're using, whether it's Twitch or Justin.tv, or if they're using Livestream, you're seeing live content. And if you go in the chat, you're seeing live real-time chat. Podcasts are harder because it's syndication, but it's delayed. Podcasts don't happen all the time. They happen mainly on a weekly basis. But it might be an interesting thing to consider if we could make it work.
Yeah, trust me, I've been trying to get Camelot Radio going 24/7, but of course, Blog Talk Radio has that, you can only do 2 hours a day. I'm like, well, that's not going to do it for Camelot Radio. But
I do know that Ponyville Live does syndicate a heck of a lot of podcasts on their particular side. If I can just look at the list right now. 1, 2, 3.
Syndicate all the podcasts.
They have 14. They syndicate everything from relatively unknown things to extremely popular ones like Bronyville or the Brony Show, to ones that kind of make you take it back, but then you're like, hey, this is kind of cool once you figure them out, kind of like Pregnant Stallion Radio.
What?
Or the Undercover Brony. I actually met the Undercover Bronies. They were actually kind of cool.
Are they undercover? Are they like under a cover when you meet them?
No, but you wouldn't think that they're a podcast crew because, you know, they're there to kind of like, I think they report a lot after the fact. I met them at Midwestria when that happened last September. Now I'm getting nostalgic about Midwestria, but because that was just like almost exactly a year ago, and it didn't happen this year, but I think that they're trying to make it happen next year. We'll see.
Good times.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Hoops Towns. We got to get back on track with these Hoops Towns. We're going too far off there, Double A. Okay, so already it's available for Chrome and Opera. I really have no idea who operates Opera. Operators. And we're going to call them operators. So, of course, when can we expect Firefox to have a Hoof Sound plugin? I know you guys are still working on it, but can you give us an estimated date of drop?
I can't give you a specific date, but I can say that I've got the beta right now, and our dev is still trying to work out some bugs with it because obviously Firefox and Chrome are different platforms entirely. And some of the features work, but we want to make sure that as many of the features work as we can. Some of the features that are available in Firefox will not be available in Firefox at least yet, but most of them will. And mostly the crucial ones will, and that's the important thing. But we do know that the best thing that you can do to help us out is when you get the Firefox app, you need to update your Firefox to at least version 24, which comes out this week if it hasn't already been released for your section. Or if you use Firefox Beta or Aurora, like I use, it'll keep you ahead of the curve, which helps give us those features that we were waiting for that allows Firefox to use Hoof Sounds. Do you have any specific questions or?
Well, all I can say is that you guys beta get working on that Firefox plugin.
Oh, believe me, we've been hearing it, and we want to give it to them. We surely do. There's nothing more that we'd like to do than give people more access to our app.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Archive. I think that, you know, with the popularity of the Hoof Sounds for Chrome, I have no doubt that Firefox will be just as popular. And who knows, maybe one day, just one day, Double A, we will have an iPhone app, and it will be glorious.
iPhone apps are hard, but a Google Play app is, yeah, that's more feasible.
How do I get, if it's on Google Play, then how do I get it on my Kindle Fire? Make me a Kindle Fire app. I will praise you guys on the program.
I wish that we could make apps for everything, but we're extremely busy as it is, not because we don't just do Hoof Sounds. We also do Pony Hoof, and Facebook code is constantly changing. And
yeah. Everybody got to have their ponies all over their facey books. As we call it now, face hoofs.
Pony hoof.
No, face hoof. You got to have the pony hoof on the face hoof.
Yes, I guess you have to do
or
the pony hoof.
Or in Twilight's case, it would be face in book.
I do know that we pushed a pony hoof update recently, which added some stuff and changed a few other stuff, makes it a little more stable. But back to more Hoof Soundsy stuff. If you're interested in Hoof Sounds, you can find it on Facebook, on Twitter, or on the actual website. And that would be hoofsounds.little.my.
And, of course, we'll feature a link to it in our show notes at canterlotradio.com/episode26.html. So you guys can find the link there and add it to your Chrome, and in a few short weeks, add it to your Firefoxes or your Operas or whatever you know. Maybe we'll have to get one of those Flintstone birds to out a little record, you know, the one that goes, "It's a living." The show, Double A. You know, I have no idea what in the world I'm even saying.
Anyway,
Archive Alicorn, thank you so much for coming on here. Guys, check out Hoof Sounds now, hoofsounds.little.my, which is really weird because I didn't even know they had a domain .my. That's weird.
Yeah, it's a country-specific domain. But if you want to be nicer on you, you can look us up on Twitter or Facebook, facebook.com/hoofsounds. Or at Hoof Sounds on Twitter. We're everywhere, and we're eager to answer any of your questions or try to add features if you want. We just love you guys.
And may I just
and
give
girls.
A quick pl- – yeah, and girls, you don't want to be sexist. And trust me, the whole brony sexist thing, you know, that doesn't work out very well. But also, guys, be sure to give Archive Alicorn a follow on Twitter at Archive Alicorn. And, of course, we'll link that in our show notes as well so you guys don't have to dig all over Twitter for him, because I'm sure he'd appreciate the follow considering all the hard work that he puts into making this awesome plug-in for your browser. And you know what? I'm going to install it right after this interview. So, Archive Alicorn, thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to talk about your awesome plug-in, and we'll have to have you back on when you make the next big thing in My Little Pony music, because I think this is just the tip of the My Little Pony music iceberg.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you had me on the show. Just don't forget everybody else that goes into it, because it's not me, it's a team effort, and we want to respect the team, and not just our team, but the PBL team, the Celestia Radio team, all of the other station teams. They bring it together to make a really fluidic, harmonious work, and we love them to death for it.
Yes, well, thank you, Archive, and thank you, Ponyville Live and Celestia Radio, for making this awesome app. Guys, check it out, hoofsounds.little.my. Of course, we'll have a link to it in our show notes, canterlotradio.com/episode26.html. And when we come back from our next block of music, we're going to have a wonderful letter to Princess Celestia. You are listening to Canterlot Radio here on Blog Talk Radio.
Dad, it's been so long since I've seen your precious little sun-loving faces.
What did you do with our princess?
Does my crown no longer count now that I have been imprisoned for 1,000 years? Did you not recall the legend? Did you not see the signs?
I did, and I know who you are. You're the Mare in the Moon, Nightmare Moon.
Well, 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 some pony remembers me. Then you also know why I'm here.
You're here to...
Remember this day, little ponies, for it was your last. From this moment forth, the night will last forever.
Thank you.
And that was Spectrality by Nameless Warning and MRP Pony with the malevolent Nightmare Moon. And this is Kieran Lott Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's Friday, September 20th, and we've just got about a few moments left to crank out another wonderful letter to Celestia. And this week it comes from a little pony named Chumply. And he writes, "Dear Princess Celestia, I have learned that you can find friends in so many places. For example, I am part of an indie game company, Philly Games, where I expected that it would be a completely business style of work. My boss, Writer's Block, really took me under his wing, though. We began to talk not about the game, Welcome to Ponyville, but our interests. A few months later, I am now friends with several voice actors for the game, artists, and writers. They've all become such great friends, and I wouldn't have had such an opportunity if it weren't for them. Thanks, guys. Your faithful student, Schlumpy. P.S. Rarity, Reishi Dash, you are now my squishy. That's pretty cool. The work scene can be a very stressful place. Trust me, I don't work in a very lax environment either. But it's great to have friends on the job that make the job a little bit more tolerable. So if we can take anything away from Chumpy's letter, it's that you can find friendship anywhere. You just got to be willing to look for it. So thank you, Chumpy. That is an awesome letter, and I will get it to the princess right away. Well, unfortunately, folks, we are out of time for this installment of Canterlot Radio. And I know. I want to thank Archive Alicorn from Hoof Sounds for coming on the show to talk about the all-new Chrome plugin. And, of course, you can download it You can download it at hoofsounds.little.my. And you can also find a link to it in our show notes, which will be available later on tonight at canterlotradio.com/episode26.html. And, of course, as always, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/canterlotradio. And follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio, because we might just have another awesome contest coming around the corner. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes at the Shrimpcast, or not the Shrimpcast, but Canterlot Radio, and take part in the Pony Poll. This week's Pony Poll: are you going to take the Season 4 challenge and watch one episode of My Little Pony every day until the Season 4 premiere on November 23rd? Head over to CanterlotRadio.com and take part in the Pony Poll, and make your voices heard each week through the Pony Poll. Because trust me, your voice is heard. Well, unfortunately, folks, we are out of time for this installment. This is Mike Chick reminding you, until we see you again this Wednesday, friendship is magic. So good night, everybody. Coming at you are 5,000 watts of friendship and reaching all four corners of Equestria. Touching